Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you back again. Amen. Wherever you might be, and riding in your car, in your office, in your home, call one and share one. Let them know that Block Talk Radio with Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, is on the air. Amen. The subject tonight, can you trust God? Can you trust God? Amen. If you can't trust him, who can you trust? Amen. With the wars and rumors of wars and condition in the world today, amen, we have to look to a higher power. We have to look to a higher power. Man is confused. They're having problems and can't solve their problems. But behind closed doors, spiritual doors, there are things that are happening, amen, that causes, amen, men to fight against each other. Amen. So you have to have, amen, a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have to have a God that has all power in his hands, and his whole concern and his whole thrust is that he want to save the world. He doesn't want the people to destroy themselves, whoever they are. Amen. Let us pray now. Father, we thank you, O God in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless all those that callers and look upon and them and wherever they are, and heal their minds, touch their bodies, build their spirit up, Lord God, where they've been torn down. Oh God, where the confusion, rebuke confusion, and add a positive attitude. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they have all power in his hands. Amen. 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 The program tonight, today, and this afternoon, amen, can you trust God? We ask that question because we need to have, all of us need to have a direction, a higher power. We need to have someone that's on our side, that dependent on you, amen, and love you and care for you, amen, as a combination, not just one way, amen. No, it has to be both ways, amen. You love them and they love you, and they care about you, and you care about them. Amen. And God does care about you. He does care about you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, amen. And we are tonight and today looking to encourage you. Amen. Wherever you are, you can call, amen, this number, 855-236-2252, 855-236-2252, or you can call 1-347-215-8816, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we're going to begin, as always, amen, with the word of God, I believe, amen, the Bibles that I'm studying and reading, amen, is God's written word. That is, this is written, his final written word, and he give it to us to grow thereby. We have to live on his word, amen. We die on his word. Those of believers that believe in him, amen, accept him as our Lord and Savior, amen. We accept God, amen. And we believe his word. So it's very important, amen, that, amen, the God that we know and the God that you know, amen, that you can trust what he says and has been rooted and grounded and been tested for centuries, amen, and he's preparing a better place for us. He's preparing a better place for us so that the God that you know and the God that, amen, that love you, amen, and you love him, amen, that he cares for you, amen. And so the Bible that you know and you study, you might hear it, amen, you might hear it on the radio or through the internet like tonight or today, amen, wherever you might get involved in this program, that you live and you die on the Word of God. And you should, one investment in you, your lifetime, amen, to make sure that you have the right Word of God, that you have the right interpretation, and that you have the right scripture. And we know about a couple of years back now, and many people were shaken up, amen, concerning the end time, which we are in the end time, because Matthew 24 said so, amen. It said be wars and rumors of wars, amen, and pestilence in divers places, amen, earthquakes in divers places, amen. So it's here now, and it always have been, amen. This is a time of sorrow. This is a time of sorrow, amen. So you have some friends or relatives that do not believe in Christianity, they do not believe in God, amen, then you ask them to, why is the Bible fulfilling? Why is the Bible fulfilling? We can see it here, amen. If they don't believe nothing else, they can take Matthew 24 and they say about wars and rumors of wars, be not deceived of false teachers. So if this Bible has to be true, this interpretation of the end time, because you can see it. You can see it happening all the time. Amen. And what is also saying that, amen, you should not, amen, look for answer through man. Matthew 24 and 36 says that, but of the day and the hour no man knoweth. No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father. They were saying, well, when the earth going to come to pass, and amen, and when things going to happen, and Jesus going to come back. Amen. The Bible said, no man knoweth. You're not even the angels in heaven. Amen. So those false teachers that have been trying to hedge on and trying to disturb your faith, amen, and try to get you not to believe God, who do they believe in? Who do they believe in? Amen. This is one of the subjects tonight. Amen. If you can't trust God, who can you trust? Who can you trust? Amen. And one of the powerful tools that God has given us, if we can use that, amen, description as a tool, is to communicate with him. Communication is open. It's an open line. God has given his people, amen, an open line to him. Those that accept him and those that have not heard yet or will not accept, you still have open line. Amen. If you have an emergency line that you want to get, you accept Christ, amen, God still has his ear open, but you got to be sincere. You got to be sincere. And when you are sincere with God, amen, he will, amen, come to your aid. Now, we have to understand, amen, also, amen, what Hebrews says, and we'll be talking about faith tonight because, amen, God operates off trust in him. Amen. Hebrews 11 is saying, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created heaven and earth, the stars, the moon, amen, the second heaven and the third heaven, all the angels, all creation, amen. One of the prophets, Isaiah, God said he's the only God, and he don't know anyone else, amen, boasting. He said, I'm the only God. I don't know anyone else, Amen. He stands out on the circle. He watches. Amen. He's God and there's no one else. But the cost of these end times, the cost of these end time preachers and word and things that are confusing and trying to cause confusion states that, amen, you can't trust God. You can't trust him. But we want to examine that tonight, and you can call in, amen, 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. We want to start off here, amen, an area of faith. We want to start off in the area of talking about faith, amen, and talking about faith and using the definition of Hebrews 11th chapter, stating that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For the elders obtain a good report. Now, we want to stop there because in reference to the elders in a church, amen, those that know God and been around God, amen, it's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing to know God and to know his son. And not knowing of him, but knowing that person and knowing, amen, what he's about. Some of you have relatives and friends and automobiles, and knowing of is one thing, but knowing your car, knowing your house, knowing what you have in your bank account, knowing, amen, and what it's capable of and what it's not capable of. 1 John the 3rd chapter, amen, the 8th verse, the 1 John, the Apostle John writes saying that, "For this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, to destroy the works of the devil." For this purpose. Now, not only that, but if you go to Isaiah 53, amen, "He was bruised for our iniquity, amen, the chastisement of our peace was upon him." Now, this is where we stop. This is where the examination is going to take place tonight. To know God, amen, all through the Old Testament. Jesus was walking in the Old Testament, if we can refer in that manner, because he had not gone through the cross. But during the time of Jesus, amen, after he passed, but before that time, Isaiah prophesied that not only he going to be bruised and wounded and given his life as a sacrifice for our sins and our errors, but he would also, amen, take those bruises and wounds and stripes for our healing. You see, for the healing, amen, for the healing of the nation. So, this is the full thrust of the gospel. We're talking about knowing God and knowing his purpose. And the Bible says for the elders, the Hebrews talk about the elders, for by the elders obtain a good report. The elders must know God. To make it short, the elders must know the will and the purpose of Jesus, and God sent his son, and the purpose of God sending his son, not only to forgive us for our sin. Yes, we thrill on that message. We hear it, you know, some of you know it back and forward. But seem as though it could be me, and I'd like to have, you know, to be corrected. I don't mind that, because we are striving that we all can have understanding, and that's what the fivefold offices in the church that Jesus set. Everybody don't have it all, And that healing is a part and is interwoven in the message of the gospel. It's there. The prophet said, because of his stripes we are healed. Amen. And faith, James the 5th chapter, and we'll start there, then we're going to open up the lines. And James the 5th chapter says that, notice the 5th chapter, we talk about Elijah, and Elijah, amen, one of God's major prophets, and Elijah, and we know he's a well-known prophet, he did a lot, and he ran up against Ahab and Jezebel, and because he's human, amen, and if you know the story of Elijah, because of being human and being a man of God, carrying God's message, you know, amen, and he came into a warfare, a spiritual warfare, if I can paraphrase it and want you to follow me, that Elijah told Ahab wasn't going to rain for 3 years and 6 months, and we want to take the 5th chapter of James and bend back up to the 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. We're talking about faith now. Now watch this. Watch this. Amen. That's why it's good we all come together and study. The 5th chapter of James said in the 5th chapter and the 14th verse, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. That's a seasoned man, a woman that knows God. They know God. You cannot move them on any fly-by-night doctrine. They cannot be moved because they know. They know. You know, nobody can say, well, you know, if you got a car, airplane, and they give you some type of direction or description, and you just say, no, I'm sorry, sir, but you're talking about the wrong car, you're talking about the wrong person. I know what I'm capable of doing. My equipment is capable of doing. Now, James said, the 5th chapter, and elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, oil has been used in the past as a certain type of medication, and we can get into that, but right now we're talking about faith, and we're talking about the elders. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now we're talking about the righteous man, persistent, availeth much. Now they go on to talk about Elijah was a man subject to passion like we are, and he prayed that it might not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Now this is where we want to move over to the 1 Kings, the 18th chapter and the 41st verse. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down under the earth and put his face between his knees. He humbled himself and said unto his servant, go now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again. His servant went up seven times. Seven times his servant went up, and James said that the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man. All right, seven times. Now I know. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, I'm going to pray one time. You don't believe God or whatever. But he knew God. He knew God. Elijah knew God. He just come out of the battle with the false prophets and Jezebel, and he killed them all. Amen. That brook Kishon, and slew all them bad prophets and lying prophets and everything. So he knew God. You could not tell Elijah that God is not real after he rained down fire and consumed all the water around the sacrifices and everything. So he didn't have no problem. He can trust God. Some of you might have a testimony tonight, or you might have something you like to say concerning faith and trusting God, and amen. Maybe a confession about, we're talking about faith. We're talking about, can you trust God? All you have to do is push one on your phone. Push one on your phone, and the lines can be opened up, and you want to share with us, and we can all can come together, because the Bible said, mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. The lines are now open. Amen. Let's push one on the phone. We'll be glad to hear. We're talking about faith. Can you trust God? What experience you have with God that, like Elijah, you might not have that type of faith in battle that Elijah went into with Jezebel and Ahab. And maybe we haven't been tested that far spiritually. And maybe you have. Maybe you have gone through a spiritual battle. And you know God delivered you and shown you. And you have gotten to that position like Elijah told Lord, send around under the juniper tree. And he said, Lord, you know, it's over. I'm your only prophet. In other words, I'm burnt out. And you can just take me on home. I'm burnt out, and you know. But what did God do? God used, amen, an animal, brought him food, restored his strength. So you can trust him. You can trust him. Sometimes you might feel that you burnt out. Sometime maybe you have gone through some battles or going through some battles now, and you, the battle is, you feel that may have, well, I'm not going to win this one. But you're not going to win it, but God going to win it. God will win it for you. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. Amen. We're here. Amen. Discussing, can you trust God? Can you trust God? Amen. Dial 1-213-953, amen, 347-215-8816, amen. Notice here what the commentary was saying, amen, and amen. You can press 1 and we'll be glad to have your comments. Amen. Concerning faith, notice here what the about the prayer of faith, about the prayer of faith. Amen. And this it says that the entail of both prayer of the sick person and the prayer of the elders, who is faith, meet requirements of this passage. It says, but it suggests much more, because faith is effectual. The effectual form of prayer. Amen. 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 Some sick have been had a little faith, yet they've been healed. In the book of Acts 3, 4, and 8, others like Paul had great faith, yet they have not been healed. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. Further, those who possessed the gift of healing in the early church were at times unable to perform healing as they have been and they have at their wishes. Amen. And you know, I just stop here. Just got a amen, a little revelation here about it seems as though now, and I could be wrong. I stand to be corrected. Prayer that is a line open between the believer and God through Jesus Christ, and as you begin to look through in your studies, it's more about God's will, knowing God, and you know God forgiving and God healing, than about money. I wonder how money got thrown in there. You know, everybody want prosperity this and prosperity this. You know, they life need to be healed. They mind need to be healed, but no, they, you know, that's where deception coming in. Deception coming in. You've got a soul, amen, selling out prayer for money. Selling out prayer for money. Amen. But you don't want to be involved in that. Amen. You want to be involved. Amen. Get things done. And faith can get things done for you. Faith can get things done. Amen. Elijah. Amen. Amen. Elijah knew God's word and will. And so persistently prayed. Amen. He didn't give up. Amen. Faith always creates hope. It always creates hope. Amen. I remember, I know I'm going way back a little bit, when they had the cars, where you had to take the crank and put it in front of the car. And my granddaddy had an old Hudson. Amen. You know, being boys and things. And granddaddy this and granddaddy. And I look at a little machines, and I used to stand back. I used to stand back now, stand back now. He put that old crank in the car, and he'd be crickling, vroom, vroom, vroom. They're turning it, you know. So it's like a crank. And after a while, the car, vroom. They didn't have the electrical starters. Amen. You had to crank it. You had to crank it. Amen. And that goes way back. Amen. So, amen. He didn't give up. He didn't give up. He said, no, it's going to start. Y'all just stay back. Now just stay back. Amen. Just stay right there. And it looked like he just cranked. But he knew it was supposed to start. He knew it was supposed to start. He'd rest a while and say, I don't know what done got into this old car, but it's going to start today. Amen. And that's what prayer is about. That's what prayer is about, being persistent. I remember God told Joshua, amen, be strong, be courageous. Amen. So sometimes we just give up too early, but the prayer of faith, amen, Elijah prayed seven times. Seven times he prayed. Amen. He knew it was going to rain. It's just a matter of him cranking it up heaven, bombarding heaven, talking to heaven. Amen. He knew things were going to happen. Amen. He knew what God's supposed to do. He knew the purpose of God. He knew the will of God. He knew God going to, amen, God going to be, he going to be faith is people acting in according with God knows and knows God's will. Amen. Amen. God knows we just stay with it. We just stay with it. We just stay with it. So, well, it looks like it's not going to happen. No, it's going to happen. You just keep cranking it. You just be persistent. Amen. Pray three times a day like Daniel. Daniel just keep bombarded heaven. Pray in the morning. Pray at noonday. Pray at night. You know, just don't give up. Don't give up. So, amen. I'm sorry if anyone, but I'm moving out too fast here. I want to slow down. I might have a caller. Just press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Amen. Wherever you are. And press one. And we're talking about faith. We're talking about not giving up on God. Not giving up on God. Be persistent. Amen. Be courageous. Amen. Many times you don't have to tell people, okay, all right, we have a caller. All right, then go right ahead. You're on the line. Amen. God bless you.
Bishop, how you doing?
All right, all right.
Bless you. How you doing?
All right, you?
Yeah, I couldn't help but weigh in when you went way back there to the old Hudson, the way you used to crank that thing. Yeah, that kind of perked my mind right there a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I came along just as they made the electric starter.
Oh, okay.
The one you used to press with your foot.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You remember that one?
I remember that one.
Yeah. But I thought now that mm-hmm. your idea is very tasty right there, because that's exactly how faith is.
Okay. All right.
That's just now the scripture teaches us that God gave every man a measure.
Uh-huh.
That's what he says. But mm-hmm. that's in the makeup of man, because man is made in the very image of God.
Okay.
So when you look at that, we find that much is being added today concerning mm-hmm. faith, which what is being added is really taking away the initiative of what God said it to be.
All right.
Now, he sent Jesus... Amen. He sent Jesus, amen, to take away our sin.
Okay.
And Jesus really, in common terms, Jesus really is the faith, amen, that God sent, you see,
okay.
for us
okay.
to believe in. We know mm-hmm. he's the Son of God. We know he come from God.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus is really what the faith, because he come exemplifying what God said, what God mm-hmm. is, and mm-hmm. and he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
All
so
right.
he is our faith. Now, I got this idea because they're on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You notice Peter, in his mind, and he want to build 3 tabernacles. And
right,
he said
right.
that because of what he saw.
Okay.
But then God spoke, and he said, now this is my beloved Son.
Mm-hmm.
This, and now we talking about take faith to please God. So you see right there, he said, in him in whom I'm well pleased.
Okay.
So we see Jesus is our faith. And so,
okay.
so he told Peter, he said, now, you follow him. In other words, you do what he say.
Okay.
God is saying, I've given him the ability. I put in him the ability to lead you. So you follow him.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So now,
right.
the whole idea is that in Christ there's no fault, there's no sin.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so God gave me the right to use the measure of faith he gave me to follow him. Does that
yes.
make any sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So it's so simple. When mm-hmm. I came to Christ, I gave him everything. I didn't know
okay.
what the outcome was going to be. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
But I saw myself as nothing. So
yes,
so he said, follow me, and I'll make you.
Mm-hmm.
So the
mm-hmm.
question I ask is, what am I to be made into? I know what mm-hmm. I was. I was a bum. I was a sinner. I
mm-hmm.
messed
mm-hmm.
up. So therefore, I come to the one who had no sin. So
mm-hmm.
so really, I'm talking about faith for those who have a problem with this. Faith
mm-hmm.
is simply doing what God say to do. What
yes.
God say to do,
yes.
you can't do
uh-huh.
it without following Jesus. Am I making any sense, Bishop?
Okay.
So when you start
right.
following Jesus, then as you walk with him and as you grow, you add on to your faith. Not, in other words, you add on to life, because this is Jesus. His life is what it's all about. So it makes
right.
it very simple for the believer.
All right.
Amen. All right, like you said there, it's pray. You had a moment there. You was talking about prayer.
You kind of breaking up a little bit. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I want to say, Bishop, because it's right. Amen. To follow God. It's right. It's still right to follow Jesus. You can't cut him out the equation. You got to stay with him.
Okay.
We'll stay with him, Bishop, until he comes back for us.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say. You go ahead. I'm enjoying what you're saying there, preacher.
Okay. All right. In these times, in these days, in the saints of God, we thank God, amen, for our elder, they're always weighing in. And we also like now, here is the, I want to kind of like stretch out a little bit here, and I want you to, those that understand faith now, we see Elijah knew God, the purpose of God. He just came out of spiritual battle, and now Jesus shows up, amen, and bringing us a new and a better. Amen. Now, like we was using the old Hudson and the old hand crank in front of the car. Now we might say we got the electric key, and you can step on things and it starts up. Amen. Jesus is the Holy Ghost is our battery. And we just, in the name of Jesus, now things happen. Whew, things happen quick. So we know him. We know him. Now, faith is, amen, we trust it and know that it works. Now, here's one revelation. Amen. We don't give up. Elijah prayed seven times. He went on Mount Carmel and told his servant, go back. How many times you find some of us say, well, I prayed four times, I prayed five times, and, you know, they stopped getting the shame that they've been praying for something. And the enemy always come around, and the doubtful ones and the skeptics, amen, always come around. Oh, you done prayed. But Elijah prayed seven times. Nobody can turn Elijah, stating that, amen, God was not going to answer and send the rain. And he kept telling the servant, go back up. And it's good to have that, you know, your circle. You know your circle. All right. Your circle of helpers and those that are for you. We have another caller. Amen. You on the line. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yes,
go right ahead, caller.
Yes, Bishop. I wanted to say that, you know, our faith is in our patience. And when you talk about patience, you look at Job and the patient, how patient he was. He strengthened his faith. He is a long time before he was healed. But his faith grew stronger and stronger in his patience.
Yes,
David
uh-huh.
was anointed by Samuel. It was 16 years before he actually became king. But it was in his patience that he had his greatest trial, and his faith grew stronger and stronger over the next 16 years before he was crowned king.
Mm-hmm.
So
even now,
we go through trial and tribulation, but that is what challenged our faith. To see how strong our faith will get while we wait. We just got to keep building our faith as we wait on God. God has never had a watch. He's always been on time. And we sometimes, one of the things that I see with us today in this time this day is we keep measuring and counting. And you can't measure and count and have faith. They don't work. Faith doesn't work. You just can't stop counting and measuring and live what is at the moment. And throughout the Bible, you see some of the greatest people in the Bible had to show great faith in the time, being patient.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way our faith is built, in our patience, knowing that no matter what time, how much time it takes, God is faithful and he will pull us through.
All right. You can stir it up some there now. That was the Holy Ghost. You know, I remember the Lord gave me a revelation one time about, you know, these things you go through is building up your faith. Amen. Knowing that he will give you eternal life. You know it. You know, this would be a song to count your blessing one by one. In the book of Romans, when you hit me, when you were saying so, amen, Romans 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope, the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory through tribulations, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And faith is something to think hope for. So you're building up your spiritual muscles. Yeah. I mean, if we can match up Job and put him next to David, and they were spiritual men, which one would be Mr. Universe? You know, they had muscles. And, but you got to, that's a great revelation. That's a great revelation. Knowing that God going to do it. Yes. Knowing that God going to do it. Amen. Amen. Knowing that he's going to do it. And put all these clocks down. I got to look at the clock because we're recording, you know, this program. But put the clocks down.
Amen.
Amen. And we're hoping and praying that they, what was said. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, brother. Brother. Go ahead.
I just look at, you know, how we are constantly in these days and times, we're measuring and we're counting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
goes against the grace of God because
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
has no time schedule. You know, mm-hmm. many a times when the word is coming forth from the man or woman of God and they're in the pulpit, mm-hmm. they can't
mm-hmm.
put a time on it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if you
mm-hmm.
if you go ahead of the Spirit, then the Spirit will just stop and let you go ahead. You
yeah.
got to wait on the Spirit to move in you. And a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
when you're delivering a message, if you get yourself too far ahead, sometimes you have to stop and just praise God and wait
yes,
on the Spirit
sir.
To come back on you and move in you. If you're gonna keep on speaking the Word of God,
yes, sir.
This same
yes,
patience,
sir.
The same patience is one of the biggest things we can do in our lives. And
mm-hmm.
we found that many people who have been through trials know that you just can't put a time on God. God,
mm-hmm.
there was no time until God separated the day from the night.
Yes, sir.
He's
yes.
But he's always on time. And that's what we have
mm-hmm.
to realize today. Stop trying to time God and just to
mm-hmm.
be praised every moment that we are alive.
Thank God. And that, you know, it seems like the enemy, he come in bringing these doubts and, you know, frustration and confusion. You know, he haven't done it yet. He haven't done it yet. You know, and testing. And Jesus went out, amen, was tested. You know, when you thought about, when you were saying that, you know, I thought about the eagle when after his 30 years, amen, after he go back into the mountain and he go back and got to renew himself. He know that after, if he's going to live another 30 years, he got to get all these old feathers off him and pull out the scars and let them bleed. And, you know, and when he do come out the mountain, and he stands there on the cliff and wait for the right current wind to come through. He just don't jump out. He stands right there and wait. Go right ahead. We have another caller. Go right ahead. It doesn't look like Elder Garrett. Go right ahead, Elder Garrett.
Brother Bishop.
Yes, sir.
The preacher was saying, wait on the Lord, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what the scripture teaches. You wait on the Lord and he renew your strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I know of a minister. He set up well. He has good resources.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of those that say you have doubt if you got to keep praying.
Oh.
And see he don't know, he don't, it's so sad. He goes on as though he is hearing from God, but he's really misleading the people.
Yes, sir.
I totally agree with you. See, prayer prayer is not for God. God requires it, but it's not for God. Prayer is for me.
Yes,
and the longer I stay in it, it's for my good.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what I have need of. Glory to God. Before I pray,
yeah,
He know I'm coming before I kneel.
Yes,
but as long as I stay there, if I be repetitious about it, it's not for God. God already heard, but it's not for God. It's for me to hear.
Yes,
that making sense, huh? So that brother you were just talking about, that patient thing, he dead on the money. he don't need no change. You see? Because we're the one, we Jesus said, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now I must continue. I'm the one that needs strength. I'm the one that needs correction. I'm the one that was wrong, Bishop. Isn't
that so? Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm the one that's begging, asking for the blessing. I'm the one that's saying, Lord, you said in your word. I'm the one that's doing that.
Yes.
So God says, if you call out to me, I'll hear you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you ask me, it'll be given unto you. He said, you seek me, you'll find me. You knock, the door will be open. Isn't that true?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So I'm right down with that, brother. Yeah, go ahead, because I'm enjoying this. This is what we need to hear in this day, because so many are kind of mixed up in their mind concerning the will of God. God got one will, and that's for you to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Just one
and
will for you to be
yes,
saved.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead, brother
right.
Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Brother Hester, I think he's still on the line. Hey, man, we don't want to stop you in your revelation. Go ahead.
I just look at, you know, when God told Abraham to go, he went. He didn't tell him where or how long he would be out there. He just told him to go.
Yeah.
We look throughout the Word of God, and people with great faith, they just did what the Lord said do. They didn't ask him how long or how much. You know, when Gideon took 32,000 men out, he thought he had a good size army to go out. But he got out there, and the Lord let him know, let me show you who's with you.
Yeah.
And he had 31,700 too many.
Yes, sir.
And today we got this microwave society. We got to have it. We got to have it in a session. We got to have it fast. Not fast enough. The computer, every time they make a computer, next year they got to make one faster than the one that made the year before. But God,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're breaking up a little bit there. You're breaking up a little bit there, but I got me stirred up here tonight. Cause listen, when God told Gideon, now listen now, let's say Gideon is in prayer now. He is Gideon in prayer. We talk about being in prayer, and Jesus prayed all night long, amen. And he trusted. He know God gonna deliver him. He know God gonna. He building up his. The more you stay in the presence of God, the anointing is there, amen. The virtue is building up. But here's Gideon talking to God, and God say, "Listen, Gideon, you got too many people." And see what prayer do for you? In trusting God, the answer come around. God might be saying, "Well, you're all right, but you're eating the wrong kind of food right now, bro. You're eating the wrong thing. You're eating the wrong thing." God be talking to you about a problem. He said, "Well, you do this, but I would just want to. Don't tell nobody else. Now, just stop right there. See, you hit a good point, D." Because God can tell you who around you and who shouldn't be around you and who could be around you. And he knows. Go ahead.
Look at the disciples when they went up the room. Jesus told them to tarry until the Holy Spirit come. He didn't tell them how long they would have to be there. They
all
didn't
right.
know how long they needed to be up there. But they stayed there until the Holy Spirit came upon them. This
all
thing
right.
of time, man. and this thing of time that man has going on, man has got all the time and a certain amount or something. They want to give you 5 or 7 steps of this and 3 steps of that and carry it for 24 hours or 36 hours. God never put a time or measured how much. When God sends it, he removes them.
All right, you're breaking up a little bit. Ella Garrett, I think he's still on the line there. Can you get through, Ella Garrett? Let me see. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right.
It is true. We are really on God's time. We always have been on his time. Ever since we've been with Jesus, we've been on his time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is why we have to do things according to the way that he requires. His requirement, some say it's no demand, but it's always a demand. Jesus said, the them that overcome, did not he say that? So all of us is overcoming. This is why we cry out to Jesus, because he's our victor. He said, because I overcome, you also shall overcome. So we never lose that name, Jesus. It says that the name of Jesus, knees are bow, right? Demons flee. And so we know this. So we can't put a time limit on. And listen to this. He mentioned going into your closet, right? But now listen. If you're not in Christ, you have no closet. Does that make sense?
If you're not
in Christ, you have no closet.
Okay.
Being in him is where the closet. But now you have a special place to pray. You understand?
That's
for you. Am I making any sense?
When you got a special
place to pray, you like to kneel and go. That's for you. That's for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's being intimate with him. You see?
Yes.
But now, okay. If you got to run to get your child out of the street from a oncoming vehicle, amen, and there ain't no time to kneel.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
That's right.
What is time to know that you are in the closet? And he said, you can call out to me, amen. He said, I'll reward you openly. So your child, he'll give you the strength and the energy. It's just like you don't have to wake God up, amen, for him to hear you.
Okay.
He don't sleep. He's always there. Amen?
Amen.
So this is what I'm just listening, because it's stirring me up. Stuff has been packaged.
There are a lot of packages out there.
Yeah,
man, and they did not pass inspection in heaven. They came back down.
Yeah,
and they are it's hurting a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It's hurting a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And, you know, those that prayed a while, they say, you need to just pray 1 or 2 times. If you didn't get it, then, you know, it's something wrong with you. And you got to do this to get God. You got to do that to get God. All they have to do is be sincere. Elijah was, you know, sincere, honest, persevere.
Uh-huh.
Honest, effective prayer of a righteous man.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, you got to have it. If you don't get it from heaven, ain't nobody gonna give it to you. You know, you got to have it. Show enough, want it. You know, the effective, fervent prayer. You know, be honest, truthful. Some say, don't let no. If anybody look at you, they just look at you. You just get down and just pray. In your home, in your closet, God hears sincere prayer. He hears and sees a prayer, and we just have to don't sell it out. Don't sell it out. Well, you know, if you want something from God, you got to do this and so. You know, if you want, I hear more about gold and silver. What about the spiritual man?
What about him?
What about the spiritual man? The spiritual man, the babes are dying. And some are still babes because they caught in the spirit. They got in the natural walk. It's still talking about the natural thing. Amen. In Philippians, they pull off and put on.
Uh-huh.
Pull off the old man. Pull off the old man and put on the new man. Amen. We're praying that anyone else that are listening, amen, you can press 1. And you like to give a testimony, a confession, amen, concerning prayer and how long maybe you have waited on God and still waiting on God. And we're praying that you listening, that you be encouraged by the testimony in the study here. And you can tell others, amen, don't give up. That's the message. Don't give up. I remember some of my times and going through and you know, the Lord that spoke to me and said, you got a little more strength. You got a little more strength. And it just hit me right on time. Right on time. And, you know, and he come through all the time. God come through. He might not give you a dissertation. Amen. He might not give you, a 500 word, a 300 word. He just might give you one or two words. One or two words. But don't give up. Just don't give up. Just don't give up. All right. It might be somebody else that need prayer tonight. And if you need prayer, just call in and give us your prayer request. Amen. We'll be praying also. You can review, amen, this message and this study. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and Blog Talk and look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. If you want to email us, you can email us at seniorbishop@jcii.org, seniorbishop@jcii.org, or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, jciministries.org. You can also review us on Facebook. We're on Facebook, amen.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, as well as YouTube. We're on YouTube. Amen. Amen. But just don't give up. Just don't give up. And we're praying that we are, amen, the focus and the direction and emphasis, amen, on Doctrine of Truth is to break it down so simple, amen, that we all can grow thereby and you can share it with others. Amen. Proverbs says that, amen, understanding brings strength. Understanding brings strength. Amen. And we're going to close out, amen, tonight, and amen, praying for sickness, problems, situations, wherever you are, wherever you're viewing, amen, the broadcast. Call a friend and tell a friend that you can, amen, listen to Doctrine of Truth program tonight or some more programs. We pray for you. We're praying that you don't give up. God is alive. Elijah, David, many more great men and women of God. Amen. Just take the watch and throw it away. Just put it to the side. Amen. Amen. Knowing that God giving you strength. Knowing that God giving you the ability. So when you come out of this ring and you get ready to go into another ring, amen, you could be dancing in the next ring. Amen. You'd be a little bit stronger. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you've done. And Lord, we thank you for the listeners. And we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon them, Lord, and bind Satan's hand in every part.
Yes, God,
bring your healing and your anointing and your touching.
Anointing.
God, we believe your word.
Believe you.
Believe your word. You say out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Let your word be established. And we'll believe it. Amen. You have done it. And that's final. And God, we're dependent on you. As we ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you all tonight.
Amen.
God bless you, Elder Garrett and Brother Hester. God bless you.
Hey, Ron. Yeah.
You want me to do this one?
Huh?